What do the 11 million undocumented in this country need to do to fully rejoin or merely join civic life? Hint, it's more than just voting and getting a driver's license, which many undocumented immigrants already have anyway. It means coming out of an underground economy that has its own benefits and incentives. Carlo Alban is an actor and playwright who starred on Sesame Street for 5 years, but he did so as an undocumented immigrant. Today, he and his family are legal immigrants, and so are his paychecks, all legal at this point. Richard Huber is an immigration attorney who's helped clients make the transition from undocumented to documented. Richard and Carlo, welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, Carlo, what's your story? How underground were you when you were in the middle of this undocumented kind of dream state?
I was underground in the sense that nobody knew that I was undocumented. The Sesame Street didn't know either. The studio had no idea. So I was working with fake papers. But as far as my paychecks went, I was getting paid through the system. I mean, I was paying into Social Security because I used fake papers. I was paying into the system
Well, you were paying your taxes. You were getting your withholding and feeling that patriotic surge that we all feel when we look at that number on the withholding, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So, Carlo, how much paperwork did you have to do to join the U.S. legitimately once your immigration process was complete?
I didn't have to do much paperwork because the Social Security number that I had was actually a real Social Security number.
So that transfers.
That's correct. Yeah, that transfers. And my parents' Social Security numbers, which were not real, once we became legal, they went to the Social Security office, got a real Social Security number, and everything that they had paid into the system, all those benefits, were transferred to their real numbers.
I'm surprised to hear that. Richard Huber, so you go to Social Security and your illegal life, so to speak, you're still credited for when you become a legal immigrant. Richard?
Well, that kind of depends. It depends on when you came to the United States. There was a time period in the 80s and even early 90s where you could get a Social Security number just by coming here as a tourist with a tourist visa. And that Social Security number was valid. You were supposed to have work permission, specific work permission from immigration to utilize it to work, but it was a valid number. So later on, as the years go by, you are able to then utilize that number if you're able to adjust your status and get a green card, whether it's through family or a job or amnesty or whatever the method would be. So that social is actually an active and a valid social.
Interesting. Richard Huber, what are the stories that we're going to see for this 11 million if they do find a path to citizenship to actually enter the U.S. economy? Many, unlike Carlo, exist on a completely cash basis in a fully underground zone. How much advice and, help mentoring are they going to need to rejoin civic life?
Well, leading up till today with this announcement, I've been doing a lot of cases in court where clients have been here more than 10 years. They have U.S. citizen children or family members. So we're actually able to go in front of a judge, an immigration judge, and present evidence of their life here. And what I wind up doing and preparing them for that is telling them you can go get what's called a taxpayer identification number, taxpayer identification number, an ITIN. And it has the same number of digits as a social, and our government will not turn away your money. So if you want to be able to go back in time, you can retroactively amend taxes and demonstrate that you've been earning income but also paying your taxes in this country for all those years.
Richard, what would you advise a day laborer who's been paid cash for 10, 15 years, who's undocumented, trying to come out of the underground?
Well, I advise them to do just that. Until they're able to get a valid Social Security number to apply for what's called a TIN number or an ITIN number, and again, go back in time and go back as far as you can to demonstrate that you're paying taxes for that income that you've earned. I mean, it's only fair. It's not like, you know, when you go to court, you could just get away with. And I think what's going on right now, by the way, is a lot of these cases with this proposal will wind up in the immigration courts, and judges and prosecutors will look at this.
Well, let's hope they find you, Richard Huber, an immigration attorney who's helped clients make the transition from undocumented to documented. And Carlo Alban, a belated welcome to America.
Thank you very much.
From us here at The Takeaway. Thanks so much. An actor and playwright who starred on Sesame Street for 5 years, even though he was an undocumented immigrant. He and his family are now documented. Coming up, the financial meltdown. Why did it happen? We'll talk with an economist.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them. because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.